bright future. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. In today's episode of Bright Future, the ninth of this series, on the ninth day of the 41st anniversary of the 10-day dawn, marking the glorious victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979, under the astute leadership of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, we focus on the creation of the new Islamic civilization as one of the great ideals of the Islamic Republic. Stay tuned, please. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in his historic statement on the start of the second 40-year phase of the Islamic Revolution last year, had said, "The Islamic Revolution, after completing four decades, has now entered its second phase, which is the phase of building the new civilization and society. So strive to take your revolution as closer as possible to its great ideal, which is ushering in of the new Islamic civilization to pave the ground for the rise of the grandson of Velayat, or divine authority, that is the promised advent of the Savior of humanity, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, the 12th and last infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny." In the new Islamic civilization, spirituality is placed beside materialism, with ethical growth accompanying material progress. The Islamic civilization is based on human dignity, as has been stressed by God Almighty in the Noble Quran, which in Ayah 70 of Surah Isra says, "Certainly we have honored the children of Adam and carried them over land and sea, and provided them with all the good things, and given them an advantage over many of those we have created with a complete preference." This honor and dignity of mankind is not based on wealth and power, but on faith and morals. The Islamic civilization actually frees the human being from all chains and fetters that hinder its self-dignity and perfection. It means a free person never accepts being dominated, aggressed, and wronged. It is obvious that a dignified person needs a tool to reach the climax of perfection as the main purpose of creation. The leader divides the Islamic civilization in two parts. The first is hardware, such as science, invention, industry, politics, economy, etc. The second is software, which is made up of sound and healthy family unit, harmonious marital life, modest but neat and clean housing, decent but not dazzling clothes, moderate consumption pattern, polite way of speaking, use of good and encouraging words, diligent discharge of duties at office or their related jobs, fraud-free business dealings, and so on. The Islamic Revolution blazed the path towards creation of the new Islamic civilization. It provides indexes of this new civilization such as faith, self-dignity, ethics, sense of justice, the courage to confront evil powers, the proper distribution of wealth, and incessant struggle. In view of these facts, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei makes it clear that the Islamic civilization does not mean military adventures for domination of countries, but it means its impact on nations through promotion of Islamic faith and constructive thoughts. It means to share the divine blessings of the Islamic Revolution with other nations. Ayatollah Khamenei says in this regard, "Today, the duty of the Islamic Ummah is not just to celebrate the anniversaries of the Prophet's birthday or start of his universal mission to Islam, though this is a part of its duty. What is more important for the world of Islam is to sincerely tread the footsteps of the Prophet, to breathe a fresh spirit in the world, to create an invigorating atmosphere, and to open a new way. We call this phenomenon that we are waiting for as the new Islamic civilization."